الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهداه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. حياكم الله يا brothers and sisters as well to this session that is continuing on the examination of Riyad al-Saliheen, and we are still with the chapter of repentance and with the hadith of Ka'b ibn Malik. We have reached to say now. Salam. Now, we reach the same حتى إذا مضت أربعون من الخمسين واستلبث الوحي. He said, we have spent 50 nights or 40 nights from the 50 nights that we were abandoned in. He said, we spent 50 nights in this, and two friends confined themselves with their houses and spent most of their time weeping. As I was the youngest one of them amongst them and the strongest, I would leave my house, attend the congregational salah, and he said, then ثم صليت صلاة الفجر صباح 50 ليلة على بعض بيت من بيوتنا. فبينما جالس, he said, and on the Fajr of the 50th night, and on the Fajr of the 50th night of that event, I prayed the Fajr upon the top roof of one of our houses. And while I was sitting doing the remembrance of Allah after prayer and remembering the situation that we are brought in, how people abandoned us and we were so lonely, and our bodies become too narrow for ourselves. Our souls, and our bodies were too narrow for ourselves. So it is like when you put on very tight clothes, smaller size than, you know, inconveniently. And even the ear, the whole ear, although it is too wide, but it was too small for us, because no one is speaking to them. No one is responding to them. They were lonely. People passed by them like if they don't see them. So he is saying that this was very terrible situation of ours. And then he said, while I was in that situation, I hear someone calling calling from above the top point of the mountain of Salah, on the top mountain of the mountain of Salah in Medina, a mountain called Salah. It was on the top of it. And he called, O Ka'b,
او كعب بن مالك ابشر meaning give the glad tidings, give the glad tidings, the good news. So that man was clever. This was the habit of the Arab. If someone brings you good news, you give them something as a gift. So this man thought there was no telephones, you know, no any communication. So that man said to himself, if I will wait until I reach him, maybe someone goes before me. So the best thing to do is just climb the mountain, on top of it, direct his direction and call. Oh, Karim Malik, I'm glad tidings. So that man did so. Even when he hears this news, he said, immediately I prostrated. I went for sujood, thanking Allah Ta'ala. This is called sujood al-shukr. And sujood al-shukr is sunnah. Whenever you receive any good news that pleases you, then you do sujood shukr. Sujood shukr does not mean for wudu, does not mean even for the direction of qibla, of Ka'ba. On whatsoever state you can do it, because it is not part of the salah. So Ka'ab immediately prostrated, and he said, وَعَرَفْتُ أَنَّهُ قَدْ جَاءَ فَرَجٌ. He said, I now know very well that some ease came from Allah Ta'ala. فَآذَنَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ النَّاسَ بِتَوْبَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ عَلَيْنَا حِينَ صَلَّى الْفَجْرِ. He said that then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, immediately after he prayed the Fajr, he declared to the people, he told the people that Allah accepted the repentance of Ka'ab ibn Malik and his two friends. Ka'ab ibn Malik and Hilal ibn Umayyah al-Damri. Yeah, we said it. Ka'ab ibn Malik and Hilal ibn Umayyah al-Damri. Where is that? Now, the three of them, Murara ibn Rabi'ah, Murara ibn Rabi'ah, three of them. He said, so the people came towards us, congratulating us. He said, فَذَهَبَ قِبَلَ صَاحِبَيَّ مُبَشِّرُونَ. So some people went to the both of my friends, Hilal ibn Umayyah and Murara ibn Rabi'ah. Those were his two friends who did the same thing as he did, and they were in the band as well as he was in. So he is saying that there were some people went to my two friends. وَرَكَبَ رَجُلٌ إِلَيَّ فَرَسًا وَسَعَى سَاعٍ مِنْ أَسْلَمْ He said that a man came running towards me. A man, he said, a man came running towards me, right?
and he was faster than the horse and camel. This also was يعني like سلمة بن أكوع, one of the companions, they say he used to race the horse. He used to race the horse. يعني he ran along together with the horse and he raced the horse. He went. He is faster than the horse. And at the meanwhile, there was one who climbed the mountain, that one, who called saying, "Oh God, have the blessed tidings. Allah accepted your repentance." He said, "فَلَمَّا جَاءَنِي سَمِعْتُ صَوْتَهُ يُبَشِّرُنِي نَزَأْتُ وَكَانَ الصَّوْتُ أَسْرَعْ مِنَ الْفَرَسِ." He said, and the man who came to me first was the one who was on his horse. But the sound of the other man, the voice of the other man who was on the mountain, was faster than the horse reaching him. So he said, "I gave my two garments, two garments, to this man who called me from the mountain as a gift for this good news that he gave me." Ka'b said, "By Allah, wallahi ma amliku ghayrahuma yawma idh." He said, "By Allah, I did not use to own any other clothes other than these two garments that I gave him as a gift." Look, and this has yani a kind of message to us Muslims. We do not delay the promises. If I promise you to give you this and this, I have to do it. Not because today, "Oh, I have little money, come tomorrow." No. This is not my problem. You have to give me. Right? Although the man didn't say give me, but they used to find it shame not to give. Even if it needed now to give your clothes, you give. So the man can't give his clothes. And then he said, وَاسْتَعَرْتُكَ يُبَيْنِي فَلَبِشْتُهُمَا. He said, "Then I borrowed another two garments, another clothes from someone, so I can go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَانْطَرَقْتُ أَتَأَمَّمُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ." I came towards Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. يَتَلَقَّى النَّاسُ فَوْجًا فَوْجًا. People used to meet me folks, by folks, by group, coming by groups to congratulate them for this repentance. And they say, لِتَهْنِكَ تَوْبَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. They say, enjoy the acceptance of repentance from Allah Ta'ala for you. And then he said, "Up until I came to the masjid, when I entered the masjid, Rasulullah was sitting and people were surrounding him, around him." He said, immediately, Talha ibn Ubaidullah, one of the great companions, one of the 10 companions who were told that they are from the people of the Jannah. He said, Talha ibn Ubaidullah immediately stood and came running towards me, up until he handshaked me and congratulated me. And then he said, "By Allah, no any other single man from the Muhajireen other than him has done that. Up until he done it." So he was the first one. Then he said, so Ka'b would never ever forget that for Talha. Would never ever forget that Talha was the first one who came towards him and congratulated him. This means that we Muslims should always bring the good news with no any further delay. If I know that today your wife gave birth a baby, and I know that you did not have the news yet,
I should immediately come to you and tell you the news and congratulate you. Like that. Ka'ab said, when I gave salam to Rasulullah while his face was shining and twinkling from the happiness that he found by the acceptance of Allah of our repentance, then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Ka'ab, أَبْشِرْ بِخَيْرِ يَوْمٍ مَرَّ عَلَيْكَ مُذْ وَلَدَتْكَ أُمَّكَ. Be happy of the best day ever you know since your mother gave birth to you. He said, Ka'ab said, I said, oh, is this from you only? Or is this from Allah Ta'ala? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, but it is from Allah Ta'ala. Ka'ab said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used whenever he receives any good news, his face used to turn lightened, lightened. Up until his face was like the moon, the full moon in the middle of the month. And he said, we used to know that from him. He kept. So when I sat between his hands, meaning in front of him, I said, Ya Rasulullah, it is part of my tawbah, my repentance, that I come out of my wealth, because this wealth, this money, made him to wait, until Rasulullah left Medina going to Tabuk for the battle. And you know, this opportunity. So he said, from the repentance that I should make is to come out of this world and I give it sadaqah for the sake of Allah and His Messenger. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, no, but all some of your money, it is better for you. Hold some of it, it is better for you. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I have something to hold. I have my share that you gave me in Khaybar. Khaybar is a city to the north of Medina. When they conquered Khaybar, Rasulullah ﷺ gave the Sahaba who joined that battle, he gave them shares. This land for you, this land for you, this land. He then said, and I said, Ya Rasulullah, verily Allah Ta'ala has survived me and protected me because of my honesty. Because I was honest, I did not tell you any lies. And from my repentance is that I never ever speak anything but the truth. Meaning I never tell a lie. No? And yani, all the rest of my life, he said, by Allah, I never know any of the Muslims Allah Ta'ala has put him in a trial like that, and the honesty of a speech like me, since I said that to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah Ta'ala was always helping me. By Allah, I never ever made a lie intentionally. I never ever made a lie intentionally. Maybe it happens accidentally, but not intentions. Since I said that to Rasulullah ﷺ until my this day, my recent day, and I wish that Allah Ta'ala protects me from lying all of the rest of my life. He then said, so Allah Ta'ala descended and revealed this ayah, لقد تاب الله على النبي والمهاجرين والأنصار الذين اتبعوه بساعة العسرة up until he reached إنه بهم رؤوف الرحيم وعلى الثلاثة الذين خلفوا حتى إذا ضاقت عليهم الأرض بما رحبت حتى بلغ قول الله تعالى اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. He said that Allah Ta'ala then revealed this ayah that Allah has accepted the repentance and forgive the Prophet and those migrants, the Muhajirin and the Ansar, the supporters, those who followed the Messenger in the time of difficulty, in the hour of difficulty. Up until he reached the saying of Allah, verily he, Allah Ta'ala, is all kind and all merciful with them. And upon those three who did not join, who the ruling of their mistake was postponed up until the earth was for them too small to live on it, up until it reached the saying of Allah, so fear Allah and be with the honest ones. Then Ka'ab said, by Allah never gave me anything better than honesty since Allah Ta'ala guided me to Islam. There was nothing like the honesty, like being honest with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when I spoke to Rasulullah, meaning, and I did not tell a lie to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So I may have been destroyed by Allah because I made a lie to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As those who lie, when they lie to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah At-Tawbah, سَيَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ لَكُمْ إِذَا انْقَلَبْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ لِتُعْرِضُوا عَنْهُمْ فَأَعْرِضُوا عَنْهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ رِجْسٌ وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَحْلِفُونَ لَكُمْ لِتَرْضَوْا عَنْهُمْ فَإِن تَرْضَوْا عَنْهُمْ فَهُوَ لَا يَرْضَى عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ. He said that Allah Ta'ala mentioned those liars, as he mentioned the honest ones, Ka'ab, Hilal, Murara. He also mentioned those without any specific names, but he said, those ones, the hypocrites, when you, O Muhammad, and the companions return back from the battle of Tabuk to Medina, you will see them coming to you saying, Wallahi, 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 giving all swears but lies. False. They will not tell you the truth. Only to be pleased with them. So, or only to leave them alone. So leave them alone, or if you leave them alone, it would not change nothing, because they are rich. And rich means dirty, impure. Because they are hypocrites. وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ. And they will have no place in the day of resurrection but Jahannam. Because they were kuffar, in fact they are kuffar. In reality they are kuffar. But they show that they are Muslims. They are hypocrites. They are hypocrites. And then he said, يَحْلِفُونَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. This punishment of Jahannam that they are dwelling in permanently, it's because of what they earn. What they earn of lying. يَعْلِفُونَ لَكُمْ. They will swear to you. لِتَرْضَوْ عَنَهُمْ. So you be pleased with them. فَإِنْ تَرْضَوْ عَنَهُمْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَرْضَى عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ. So if you, the Prophet and the believers, be pleased with them, it's up to you. But Allah would not be pleased with them. Because they are فاسقين. Disobedient. They did not obey Allah and read. Ka'ab bin said, كُنَّا خُلِّفْنَا أَيُّهَا الثَّلَاثَةَ عَنْ أَمْرِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ قَبِلَ مِنْهُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ حِينَ حَلَفُوا. He said, we, the only three, Ka'ab bin Malik, Hilal bin Umayyah, Murara ibn Rabi', the ruling from Allah about us was delayed, was postponed. Not like those others, the munafiqeen. The Prophet ﷺ accepted from them immediately when they came, spoke the lie, the false, saying that they were pardoned because they were sick or like that. He ﷺ accepted from them. But these three, Allah Ta'ala did not give any ruling in regard until 40 nights fast or 50 nights fast. He said then, now, this was the end of the story of Ka'b ibn Malik, and the important part of it is that Allah Ta'ala accepted their repentance. Why? Because they were honest in their repentance. So Allah Ta'ala is unforgiven. He forgives. But it means from you, O slaves, to return back to Allah and repent. If you do so, if you repent, be sure Allah will accept. Don't hesitate. Don't doubt. But be firm in your belief. Be sure that Allah will accept from you. As He promised you. So if you repent to Allah, Allah will accept from you. And by that we come to the end of our session today. والله أعلم صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.